you murder so-and-so. Yes, I killed him. I said, all killing is murder to me. I make no apologies for killing. And the only real thing I was ever sorry was the number I escaped. I remember an Englishman asking me in England, about 30 years ago, he said, was it true that we kept the pig in the kitchen? I said, no, we'd have him in the bedroom, I said. Because if he didn't, I said, we couldn't pay the rent at Bass's Vague.
Chaig a bháthir an dúthracht réibh leideach ann. Is sé a cheannig scríbhannaí Wolfetone agus na díargrathóirí eile do.
My mother was very nationalistic. When you bought one of those books, there were paperback books then of Tone and Emmett and all those, and they were issued. Get them for ninepence. But ninepence was a lot of money. He had a great Gaelic outlook. He made very much more than I did. He made a great study of the old culture and the language. I'm going to make an effort not to miss the next time. And that there was going to be a next time, and soon. We weren't going to wait forever. And you can't leave anyone alive after, because if you do, you're going to get your innocent people executed. They give you the lowdown on them and where they were. And you just went and rubbed them out. And you reported back. You didn't put it in writing. You reported back that they were gone, that's all. In the town, there were maybe six agents. And they knew even what you were thinking of. They knew what you had for your breakfast, dinner and supper, if you had it. And that was their orders were in that direction, you see, to find out and keep tabs on anyone that had nationalist sympathy, fearless, undetermined. I suppose, maybe a bit of scruples. I don't make any bones about killing. Anyone that comes into my house or my country and tries to take over by force, I'm going to kill him, and I'll use any and every means to do it. But I would never fall out with Michael Collins about it. I stayed friendly with him all the time, but the treaty to me was negation of everything I was stood for. I wasn't going to be compelled to give allegiance to any foreign king, and I think to be a cheap price to pay. Because you must remember that when I was a boy, we were slave-minded, serfs. And anyone that come along and lift us out of that position, I looked upon them as gods. The people of Ireland, then after that come the hills and dales and river. I can look at them, but I can't look at them if the people aren't there. And I am not one bit sorry for it, to any man or god.
Agus bé chlár faisneise ar shíl Tom Barry, Canada icónach na tras bhrigóide go NRA i nuair chorcha ar a chugan na sírse agus chugan na garad chugé sin.